Triple M's ruined dates for breakfast.
Overnight news.
All right, what's happened?
Hey, our Premier Stephen Marshall has announced there will be no Freedom Day here in South Australia.
Right.
So if you recall that the UK had a Freedom Day.
Yeah, did, yeah. Celebration.
But Stephen Marshall has announced there'll be no Freedom Day in South Australia when vaccine targets are reached. So he wants to, I think everything will be sort of phased in.
He's
knocked it right on the head. So if everyone's waiting for a special date where everything's just going to open up.
Explode.
It's not going to happen.
Right you are.
I've been waiting for that.
Hey, chaps, the first official comparison of Adelaide's council, and you'll love this, Byrne, being in real estate, shows some homeowners are paying double the amount in rates each year than people living in nearby suburbs. Now, they've finally come out with the highs and lows of the rate charge.
Oh, have you got them there?
You're in ranking order, and I just want to go through who's number one. Highest ranked rates, council, Walkerville.
Oh, they would be
Where
too.
Are you, Gregory?
Upper well, class yuppie.
Hey.
Well, yeah, you're number one.
I live in Walkerville.
Yes.
It's a very small council.
Total
yeah,
income from rates, 8.6 mil.
They don't miss us.
Your average residential rates, $2,000 basically, you're paying.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
For what? For what? To take your bins away.
Yeah.
That's about
and
it.
Keep the place tidy. And
Byrne, we're number 17. We're ranked 17 in South Australia, the Charles Sturt Council.
Well, we're working class.
We're 106.6 mil.
Yeah, who? That seems more.
That's what it is, more burn. So we're paying, 1,370.
Mm. I feel like because you live on the Esplanade, you should pay more.
Yeah,
you should. No, you don't. That's a lot of rubbish.
Compared to me, I'm going to pay the same as you and you're on the beachfront.
Yeah,
for me, there's too many councils in South Australia anyway. I think we've got way too many councils in South Australia. That's just my opinion.
Mm.
All right. But anyway, I just thought I'd give you some numbers there. Rank 20 is the Port Adelaide Enfield Council. But they're bringing in 103 mil total income.
All right. Good spot, Jars. I didn't understand any of that.
You didn't understand any of that. You're ranked number one in South Australia for your council rates.
And hard rubbish.
And you're not fighting about it. And all they're doing is, giving you a couple of new bins a year.
And hard rubbish they take away.
Oh, twice a year.
Yeah,
whoopee-doo.
And then you have to pay after.
And then you got
to
pay. Exactly right.
I had to pay for my bin, actually, a couple of years ago.
You had
when
to
I moved
pay
in.
For your bin. What is it, a gold bin or something?
No, it was gold-plated.
Honestly.
Gold lid.
Anyway, have a look on the tyres of today.
All right. Just in some cricket news as well, we know that the Ashes is coming this summer, and Stuart Broad has committed to this summer. He's saying if chosen, he will come, because there is a bit of chat around some English cricketers not coming out because of our, what's going on in New South Wales and Victoria with the lockdown and that. So he thinks that will definitely go ahead, but it may not be a full strength England squad. And just on that as well, Ben Stokes, who's probably their best player, is not playing at the moment through mental health issues. He's looking very unlikely to come out for the summer, so that's a bit
sad.
Of a blow.
Yeah, good player. Hey, listen to this, boys. I don't know why you do this anyway. It sounds too hard, but Bristol half marathon winner has been disqualified.
What?
Disqualified.
Why?
He won it.
He won.
Obviously, a man who won the half marathon race has been disqualified after it turned out he'd ran the wrong race.
Oh.
There were two races going that day.
Don't tell me.
And he put his name down for the second one. He ran,
and he
in,
ran
the
in the first
one, won it, and then was disqualified.
Nah, they've got to give it to
you
him.
You have to give it to him.
That's
you
unfair.
21 kilometres.
Yeah.
You've got to. It just because the paperwork was wrong.
Yeah, present him with the medal.
No, they're not.
They should be.
Yeah,
no, that's terrible. Nah, poor chap.
Would you make it?
A marathon?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never done one. Maz has done about four.
Yeah, I know she would. She's
half marathon. How many Ks is that?
21.
Yeah, good boy. Greg, well, that's a full marathon.
No, you nearly got him there.
What's a full marathon?
I'd say 42.
Mm.
Oh,
What's a double marathon? Just?
Yeah.
84.
Well done.
Well done.
But nah, poor
What's
chap.
A three-quarter marathon?
Oh, don't go there. I'm getting a lot of negative feedback on your comments about living on the Esplanade 2G.
Oh,
my phone's going off.
Okay, say what?
Tell her to get stuffed.
That's all your fancy friends.
No, yeah, but anyway. The council rate, so I can go through a few more.
No,
it's okay.
Play a song or something. We're losing him by the hundreds.
We've got too many councils. Now, laddies, last night on 360, a very honest and candid Alistair Clarkson spoke to Jared and Jason Dunstall about coaching next year. And if you didn't see it, this is Clarko last night.
I spoke to Cookie over the weekend and I appreciated the call and enormously respectful of the process that they're going through, but I need a spell. I've only got 2 years. That's flat out or stop. And I'm just not ready to go flat out again right now. My family and I had always looked at the end of next year as being the time where we'd make our decisions on what we'd do. Some different circumstances unfolded this year, which meant that that has pushed its way a little bit earlier than what we first anticipated.
So,
and that'd be, they've stuffed this process.
They have.
Because realistically, if they waited one more year and just kept David Teague going for another year, which wouldn't have been a drastic mistake, they could have had a real crack at Alistair Clarkson going into 2023. So he obviously confirmed wants the year off. I reckon they'd be thinking, why do we do that?
So the two biggest clubs.
They tried to come out big-headed and go, nah, we're making big changes, big calls. Have a look at us. We're going to be sick of this.
Yeah.
Then they go, oh, shit, what have we done?
So the two biggest clubs have missed out on one of the greatest modern coaches going around in Clarko. So Collingwood got their man, obviously Craig McRae for three. And now Michael Voss, does that mean he's going to be signed off?
Well, he's
now
firmed.
Burn Burn is
he's
the new,
firmed.
He's firmed rider.
Yeah, yeah. He's. I think he'd be the front runner.
I hope
there.
Adam he gets
Kingsley
an opportunity.
He's come right in. Yeah. If you look at the betting, the money's coming for him. But
so
I don't
12
know.
Months Don time Pike. When Clarko puts his hand up to say, but, Gregory, I'm ready.
That's what. What about all the speculation next season?
It'll be
because
non-stop.
There's going to be
non-stop.
I mean, there's always pressure on coaches.
Yeah.
But you know, with Alistair Clarkson wanting to come back in, there's going to be some coaches.
And if
there
Kenny doesn't deliver a top two finish next year,
Maddie
there'll
Nicks.
Be that speculation.
Matty Nix.
So what I said 6 years ago.
Oh, you're not still trying to hang on that.
Well, I'm telling you.
Alistair Clarkson
was spot on.
Coach Adelaide. Where, what year was that you said
oh,
that?
Oh, would have been
that was another
six,
lifetime.
Years ago. Yeah, but anyway, I think he'll go to St Kilda in 12 months' time because he lives 2 minutes from the Oval, Moorabbin.
Well, I can quote you on that.
Well, no, I'm not quoting anything because I get a lot of stuff wrong, as you know.
Well, you get most of it wrong, to be honest.
What about Nathan Buckley? Where will he's having
That's
a year off
one.
As well.
That's a good one, yeah. Gold Coast Suns. Could be an attraction in 12 months' time. Stewie Jew, it's a tough gig. It's a brutal gig, honestly.
Gold Coast for Alistair Clarkson? They
What a legacy that would be if he was able to turn that club around.
Cool.
What about Pete Laddams?
Well, that was a surprise. For me, it was.
It is, because he was their backup ruckman, and they definitely preferred him in that forward line as the second ruck because he could go in there, but I reckon this is a bit of a sign they're going after Jeremy.
Do you reckon he'd be a bit shattered being told to go and explore your options?
No, but last year, the Swans were right into Pete Laddams, and he knocked it back, said, no, I'm staying with Port. Yep. Again, he was not looking anywhere until the exit meeting, and he's must have been told, well, I think you should have a look around, because Port Adelaide must. I think this is a sign that they're right into Jeremy Finlayson, and they like him in that forward line. Yeah. Bit more mobile, gets up the ground, finds a bit of the footy when he plays well. He's got a massive leg on him. Can kick at 60. Left footer. Yep. Just adds a little bit of a different dimension, I reckon, to that forward
line. And just quickly, have the Crows stitched up Jordan Dawson? What are you hearing?
Well, no, they haven't yet.
They haven't yet?
No, I don't think they have.
Oh,
but
hello.
I think he'll be at Adelaide.
Right. Okay. So Crows are favourite.
I think.
Over Port.
Okay. I think.
Can we coat you on that?
No.
Okay.
Feel like he knows something.
Yeah. You do, don't you? No. You know, don't you? I can tell by your left eye.
It's quote, not coat either.
I said quote.
Can't quote me on that.
I said quote. Don't fucking you start. Let's talk to our CIC of the Triple N Rush Hour around the globe and elite leader that he is. He was elite cricketer for the Redbacks. I used to drive down from Holden Hill when he was batting with Paul Nobbs for South Australia. And he loved it. He thrived in these tough conditions. Jimmy Brayshaw joins us. Good morning to you, Chief.
It used to ring out around Adelaide, Brayshaw's in, and the crowd would just flock from everywhere. It was incredible how it worked, actually.
They had to get there quick.
Sometimes they did. Now, Jars, I've got to talk to you.
Yes, Jimmy.
57 points up. How does it happen?
Jimmy,
that's a good question.
My understanding, it's drifted over to me and Bristol in quarantine. 57 points up, and you were strutting around like Brian Gordon on the sidelines. Smoking the pipe. We're here. We've done it. It's all about me. And then the whole thing just went to hell in a handbasket.
His team as well only made the top four on percentage, Jimmy. They had to win the last game by a certain amount. They've just squeezed in, got through. 57 up.
Who texts Jimmy that intel?
Brian and I are stuck in quarantine, and it still got through to me.
Let's talk about you. How are you going in quarantine with the big bristler?
Oh, I tell you what, I'm nearly done. It's the last day, and he's the funniest bastard on the planet. Firstly, he's a maintenance man, so whole time he just fixes stuff. But secondly, the deals, Jazz. He's a wheeler and dealer. Has got smoke coming off.
What is he running with too? He runs through his phone.
Well, I know he's got the worst phone ever. It's like an iPhone 2. So it's thick and skinny, and it's got cracks on the face of it. And so he keeps trying to talk, and he thinks talking louder and louder will make the phone work. I'm like, Brian, just get a new phone. How about that for an idea?
Hey, now I'm hearing too that I'm not sure what the weather's like over there, Bray, but I'm hearing you're enjoying your washing at the moment, and you love a good
Jimmy.
Drying day.
What?
Jimmy. Through that.
No, Jim.
This is bullshit.
Well, because I know as soon as I get out of here that I'm going into a hotel, and it's too bloody hard in a hotel, so I'm getting it all done before I head up. It's a top loader, which isn't it's not my choice of machine. It takes too long, and things get too crinkly. So I've cracked it a bit with the machine, but if you've got good mail, I need to get the washing done.
Hey, who's wearing the pants in that relationship between you and BT? Who does the cooking, cleaning, sweeping?
Well, actually, we've shared the cooking because I'm passionate about a few areas. Bristle's a seafood man. Mm. Well, that's the other thing. We're in this house, right? And Brian is a former... West Australian, and he's got all his mates who have got sort of boats and things around WA. So we just keep getting knocks on the door, well, not on the door, on the gate, because you're not allowed, people aren't allowed to get to the door, knocks on the gate. And Brian just keeps bringing in these polystyrene boxes with stuff alive in them.
Alive?
Crayfish, marin, fish flapping around. Like, he just keeps walking in with it. how it works.
Of course, it's the big game on Saturday, James. Between the two of you, have you worked out who's doing the first bounce?
No, I don't know any
Come
of that.
Come on.
I don't know any of that. I would have thought the better caller, so I'd probably...
You have to do it, Jimmy.
I know this much, Bluey, and that is I have spoken to my nephew about playing in finals, and I said, you got to channel your uncle. Because I don't remember a final where I didn't dominate, to be honest.
If you
want to learn how to play in them, just talk to me.
Our Sheffield Shield final, James, you left me high and dry on the last day.
Bluey, how many runs do you need me to make? I mean, what the bloody hell? Anyway, getting back to Angus, I said to him, Jazz, don't listen to a word... a word your father says. Yeah, because seriously, he wouldn't know his asshole from his elbow.
That's funny, Jim, because I actually spoke to Angus too, and I just said pretty much the same message you said about his father to you.
Yeah.
Don't listen to your bloody uncle.
Yes. What are you talking about? I watched yesterday, and you would remember this, Louis, of course, because you're a student of the Waffle. I watched yesterday Claremont beat West Perth in the semi at Claremont Oval, and it brought back memories of the 9 goals, Jars, I kicked against West Perth. Basil Zemplis in the opposition. So I managed to get past
Jimmy.
Just, slotted 9 of them. So I just looked at it. It just brought back good memories.
Surely wasn't in a fight. This is for the season.
No, that was in a game.
Jimmy is a much-loved figure at Claremont. When I coached Perth Demons and we went into the clubhouse, all about Bray.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
There you go. No, it was. They showed me his photos where he used to change.
You're kidding me. He kicked 9 serious. Goals in a final.
The Tigers.
You're saying that like it's a surprise.
Now, will there be any surprises on grand final day? Who do you like and what do you think we might see?
Oh, I'm getting nervous. I want the Demons to win, obviously, of a family connection, but also this is a fairy tale, you know? I mean, Burn knows better than anyone. The Joint's been starved of success forever, so I'd love to see them have a grand final win. But, geez, the other mob against Port were white hot, and they are dangerous, Jars.
Yeah,
if you give
I agree.
Them space and time, they are dangerous. I couldn't tell you right now. I'm going to have to get closer to the day. I'm going to have to get my bloody nose to the ground and find out what's going on.
Jimmy, there's a big milestone coming up, and we've all got our invites and ready to go, got our dresses ready, and 50th, Bluey, have you got the invite?
Mate, and what are you wearing? 50.
Well, we're going to be battling to get there out of Melbourne. Clown that runs our joint, we're not going anywhere until about October of 2025.
Yeah, but Bray, as you said, mate, you're an SA great, so, can't you...
Surely hates Adelaide, he tells me.
That's true. I am. That's exactly what I am. So the government there'll be a special passage, a tunnel book. I'll just be able to wander through. That's true.
El Chapo.
And then I've got the keynote address, so I'll be able to talk about all the stuff and lots of stuff I can't talk about.
Well, you're invited and the two knuckleheads next to me aren't. So there you go.
So we're not getting invited.
I am, aren't I?
Well, I just got to go through
my... I've got to go through my list. Through our boss to get on with Burn and I. We didn't need you, mate. We didn't need you from day one.
I've got a colour for you, so you're in the...
Speaking of your show,
this is
interesting to me.
Okay.
That you're in the breakfast slot.
Yes.
Because I don't mean to be... Like, the other show's getting tired.
Yeah.
No, come on. Have they not air 10 yet? Like Dittmar, seriously, he can't even get in the building. He's that fat.
He's a squash player.
So it's very dangerous to vacate your slot and allow a young, fresh product in.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
That might be on the bloody skids that...
Mel, Jimmy, before we let you go, because you've got to get yourself ready, your boy Fat, as officially retired from the air footy show, Channel 9 footy show, was he pushed?
No, I think it's not before time. Let's put it that way. He's battling to get a sentence out. He's completely and utterly lost the plot. Like, Bernard, how did he go with the quiz? We got four questions in and just had to abandon it.
Worst ever. We didn't even tell him we were stopping. We just didn't come back to it. And I don't even know if he realised.
No, he didn't. We were in the ad break. He's still reading the questions out. He's finished. He's absolutely finished, Fat.
Brilliant.
We'll let you go, mate. What does today hold?
You're almost done, aren't you?
So really intelligent people ringing me regularly, and we finish the conversation we're having, and then they go, "Well, what's on for the rest of the day?" I'm like, "What do you think I'm doing?"
It's a dumb question, Greg.
This is what we're dealing with, bro.
Can't go anywhere.
That's what I've got to put up with as the chief of this show. I've got to put up with this rubbish.
All right, I've got to go. Who did you play the final against, Jazz?
The South Gawler Football Club.
I got to go and speak at the South Gawler.
Have a great call,
good
mate.
On you, mate.
Love you, buddy.
All right. Well done, you three.
See you, mate. See you, buddy. There he is. There he is. And the CIC.
I can't believe he kicked 9 in a final.
He did too. He didn't say he was double tagged.
Wouldn't he? Type of in and under player.
It's been a free flowing sunny day.
Scared outside women. James Brayshaw. Gentlemen. Now, there was a TV show on last night called SAS Australia.
Yes,
I was getting all these text messages between the four of us about how brutal the boxing match was between Alicia Molik and who was the other lass?
Was it Yana Pittman?
All of them had to compete against each other. And they had to pick who they wanted to fight.
Well, you were sending messages saying you loved it. You said it was great to watch.
I was shocked and appalled and outraged.
I loved it.
I know you did.
I enjoyed it.
So they just got him in front of everyone, put the gloves on and
you kept going until someone pulled out, basically. So it was, unless you got knocked down or knocked out or, but there was an incident, Jazz, a dislocated elbow to Pete Murray.
The singer.
The singer.
Who was he fighting?
He was fighting.
Mark Pilipousis.
It was the poo. He sort of fell. He fell back. It wasn't.
Okay.
Because the poo, the big poo, was. He left himself open a bit.
He didn't like it.
He walked. He didn't like the contact, did he? He could see he was looking away.
Well, he said before he went in there, I'm a gentle giant. I don't want to do this. And it was pretty. I found it a little bit disturbing, guys. Like they were all standing back watching people just get bashed up unwillingly.
Wow.
And the moment that actually really like affected me, they were all standing back crying. Watching this was between two women, and one of them was an Olympian. I think she's a beach volleyballer, and she pulled out.
Kerry Potter.
Yeah, she wasn't even fighting back. She was just standing there, just getting bashed up.
She was facing the other way, getting punched in the back of the head.
Terrible. Well, how is that entertaining?
Here's a bit of it. Listen to this.
Turn him out.
17, keep going.
Keep going.
What's wrong? Do you want to quit? Give us your number. Do you want to quit? Give us your number. Give us your number. Right, go over and see the medic. Move.
So sorry, Liz.
Don't be sorry.
That was Alicia Molly pulling out.
And she was, she'd obviously never had a fight in her life because she was saying, well, that's what she said. She thought I'd be a decent fighter. But
strong.
But Em, they're trying to create what happens in war zones and stuff like that. So
I just don't think that's okay. Like one of the guys was standing there saying he's like grown up with domestic violence and stuff, and he was crying and he was called out, like, stop.
But
then, this.
Don't you understand why maybe Mark Pilipousis didn't fulfill his potential? Because his mind wasn't really in it. He relied on talent.
He loved the lifestyle, didn't he?
I got to know Pilipousis a little bit, I reckon, by the way his actions.
Yeah, okay.
And he even admitted that. He was happy to just cruise along and didn't really like the hard work.
Yeah.
And that's why he said he was doing the show. So
Pete Murray's elbow popped out.
Yeah, that was ugly. And they couldn't get it back in either. So that would have been out
hospital
for a long time.
Yeah, okay.
And remember
you
said,
a long time, you're in
so
trouble.
Is there a chopper coming in? To get him? He said, nah, you've got to drive
out of
here.
Well, they got dropped out of the chopper the day before. So he's like, can you just get that chopper back? They go, no, my friend.
How would we go through this?
So if they said to you, Byrne, you have to fight Jars, would you do it?
I'd let Jars, because he'd come out like a thrashing machine. I just, if I could just last that first 25 seconds, he'd
25.
Be cooked, and then I'd just kill him.
Yeah. It would be ugly, G.
You'd be ripping your number off.
It'd be ugly.
The headgear was a waste of time.
Yeah,
they just all
off. And I wouldn't put it on. Mm. Nah, Byrne and I wouldn't. And no mouth guard.
Yeah. No but helmet.
Is it
no gloves, actually, so me and you.
Yeah, but it's
you and I.
It's fascinating. So if they give up, they have to give their number back.
Yeah, they quit the show.
They're done.
Oh well, there you go.
Yeah, that's it.
It's brutal world out there, Jazz.
is it now?
It'd be brutal with me and you got the. We should do that
now. Ollie Wines just around the corner.
Yeah,
too.
Not far away. Brownlow medalist.
Good boy.
And, I've got a proposal for you boys, and that's up next.
Have you?
Yes.
Great.
I need you to get on board.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Bernie, Bluey, and Jazz on Triple M for Ruin Dits this week.
This is how we roll.
You don't know what it is.
Oh, I'm on board.
Well, I've been approached, boys, and I need your support.
Is this about the mosh where you're getting your new plugs in your hair?
If you need any of that stuff, just speak to me whenever.
Honestly.
I've been approached, and it involves doing something, all three of us.
Right.
And it's
as
from
a team.
The 1st of November.
Oh, here we go.
Through to the 30th.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's about growing a moustache.
I'm in.
Boys.
Yeah, I'm.
Chaz.
Well, I'm in.
M.
Yeah, I was an ambassador last year and I don't have
you
a
grow
mo.
One.
Yeah,
but
I
you
was,
can grow
I
one.
Was
a bit of one.
I was a mo sister.
Girls can grow
mo
one.
Mo sister.
So
encouraging.
You can get involved as a mo sister.
That's right.
As well.
Encouraging
that's
the men in your life to grow
right.
one.
Right. So you can shave on the 30th of October.
Yes, Byrne.
And again on the 1st of December.
Done. I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah, absolutely. Great.
But you can't have any other growth.
No,
just your mo.
I'll look like a younger version of Burt Reynolds.
It's all about raising awareness. People see you
absolutely.
With the mo and then they donate.
Beautiful.
And they so we all in.
Well, I was asked as well, but
didn't ask us? You didn't ask us to get on
I
board.
Didn't know whether you guys had been approached or not, but anyway. I'm just saying.
You tell your story.
I'm just saying that... because the first test against Afghanistan is meant to be at the end of November.
Mm.
So I was a little bit concerned about going on national television with the big, because it'll be...
You're concerned. It's about raising awareness,
yeah, it's not about your looks, chicken lips.
That'd be actually,
so you're
that'd
so
be
selfish.
Good if you went on TV.
You
reckon? Because people
with the big
would
see caterpillar
it.
On the...
No, they'd see it and they'd go...
You're promoting
it. Oh, Movember.
Yeah. There you go.
And donate more.
But you didn't want to go down that path because you wanted to just look real, you know...
I've agreed to do it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I have now.
I've agreed to do it.
Oh, well, that's good.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Oh.
What style are you going to go with?
I'm a handlebar man.
Yeah, I was thinking handlebars as well. Damn it.
Greg, I can't grow one.
Bit of chopper reed style. Yeah, you're going to have to dye yours. Yeah.
Get the mascara out. Just curl it through.
I'm going the John Wayne look.
So we're all in. We're all in from the first.
Yeah, so he's now not, you're not pulling out because
no,
you want
I've
to look pretty for the TV.
You've 100% you agreed.
Your,
that's good.
Get a boy your moisturiser on
but
your
I think
face and all that.
That, yeah, that test anyway.
They have, so you're,
so you weren't trying to pull out.
No.
Did you refuse to do it, though? Initially,
could,
did you
are you
refuse?
Allowed to, like, thin it out at times? Or
you're not allowed to touch it. Yeah, to one bit grows quicker than the other.
What about
into
if it
your
starts
teeth,
growing
you
into
that.
Your mouth?
Just yeah, let it go. You let it go. You can't
lick it
touch
with your
it,
tongue.
Mate.
Lick
this
it with
is
your
for
tongue.
A great cause.
What do you know?
Oh, well, mate, I used to
what do you know about the rules?
Oh, mate, it's a great charity.
Don't you back in. You were trying to pull out early because you what? You had to go on TV.
Yeah. Did you try
and so you're that worried about your appearance?
No,
that you're not going to do it now.
You weren't going right.
to
do it.
I told you I've agreed to do it.
You should reimburse the money if you're not going to do it for the full 30 days.
And you what? Know what? Are your ears painted on?
Well,
I've agreed to do
on.
It.
For the full 30?
Yes.
For the full 30 now.
It's not what I'm
so doing. That's not going to affect your TV appearance for the cricket.
Are we still
just check your diary. Check your diary to see if you've got anything else on in November before you get back to
what
me,
you,
right? Jars, you're in.
You'll be on holidays.
I'm in.
You blokes.
I'm in.
No, I'm here.
Because I'll have that rugged beard.
You'll be on.
I'll be like that solo man. He was a rugged man. All right.
So
yours will be grey.
Jars, tick. G, tick.
Yep.
Bluey, question mark. Who's got to check his calendar?
How do you grow yours,
check
G?
His diary.
I don't grow a mo. I just encourage the men in my life to grow a mo.
But don't girls have... The girls grow mo's, don't they?
Well, not intentionally.
Some do.
I've definitely seen moustaches on women before.
Bernie, Bluey and Jars in for Ruined Dits this week.
1-3-3-5 for if you're a woman with a moustache.
Just before we chat to Ollie Wines, Jars, you know how we were just talking about how you're up for doing Movember?
Yeah, we all are.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, we've got a text from Steve from Craigmore here on the text line, 0488 51 0472.
Right.
Is A. Jarman able to grow any hair on his big head?
Steve. Oh, my big head, Steve.
That's a fair call. There's not a lot going on up there.
I'm
talking inside your head.
Oh, well, I'll give it a go, Steve, but big head.
That's somewhere you can.
Have I got a big head?
Yeah, it's a huge melon.
It's solid.
Is it a big? It's solid.
It's solid.
Yeah.
It's thick.
Yeah. Am I a big head?
And it's pasty.
Yeah, you're.
It's pasty,
and it's
is it?
Spotty.
But I don't get
in terms of your actions, you're a big head. Yeah.
I'm a big head.
The way you walk.
In my actions and the way I walk.
The strut.
I walk normal.
No, you
like
don't.
Like the rest of us.
You really shake your head side to side when you walk.
I'll tell you one man that we're going to look forward to chatting with very shortly is Ollie Wines, mm-hmm. right,
yep.
from Port Adelaide. But the great Rexy Hunt. Who I missed, you know, dearly on calling football. He's one of the best callers going around. And we're going to lose our great man, Dennis Committee, too.
Last game.
Set for Triple M. But here's Rexy Hunt saying congratulations to Ollie Wines. Fantastic.
Yibbity yibbity, folks. What a great result. Ollie Wines, the 2021 Brownlow medalist. Congratulations, young man. And this will surprise you. I can remember ringing 3RW and Bondi giving me the stats for Andrew Walker, the pedestrian. It's absolutely magnificent. Enjoy your success. But it's only individual. And you will know from the great Port Adelaide people. It's about the team and about what you achieve. You've got to get that premiership, mate. Because when you're in the AFL Life members, you got the games, you got the Brownlow. Get that premiership. People remember who played premierships. You're absolutely magnificent, and I want to watch you in the grand final. I want to sit in that southern stand. And the ball over the top by Boak. Oh, here comes a long kick down to Ollie Wines! And the Shiraz has kicked a goal and Port Adelaide won the flag! Yibbida yibbida, young man, you are a star.
Yeah. Oh, how good is that? I had a few tingles on my spine then.
Don't
I
you miss Rexy
that.
Calling.
You can hear him winding up for that.
Names for everyone. The pedestrian, Andrew Walker.
What did he call you?
Weekend of Bernie's.
Down to Wines from 25 and he's got it.
Port Adelaide get another one. Ollie Wines is the man.
Wines and he's nailed it.
Ollie Wines.
Please welcome to the Rush Hour, Ollie Wines.
Port Adelaide,
Wines, 2 votes. Port Adelaide, T-Boat, 3 votes. And I declare the winner of the 2021 Brownlow Medal is Ollie Wines of the Port Adelaide Football Club.
And he joins us on the rush hour this morning. Good morning, Ollie, and thanks for your time, mate.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, congratulations, Ollie. Is it sunk in, young man? Can you believe you're a Brownlow medalist?
Oh, I understand I am, but it certainly won't seem reality or sink in for some time. I think it's going to take a fair few months or perhaps even years to sort of realise what I've done.
It was a count that smashed all the records too. Yourself equaling Dustin Martin's 36 votes. You polled in 16 games, which is another record. 11 of the last 12. First time ever there was 330 vote getters. It was just one for the ages.
Yeah, it certainly was. We sort of knew everyone going into the night. It was going to be an exciting count. There was a lot of guys who have tremendous years, and we knew it was going to be a high count. Perhaps we didn't realise it'd go that high, but it was an exciting night. I hope it was exciting in people's lounge rooms over Australia, but it was great to be in the room on the night.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Ollie. You can hear your voice is a little bit husky,
Brokey.
Mate.
I like it.
You're a man in demand. It must have been a crazy schedule the last couple of days.
Yeah, certainly it was. Just with the time difference over in Perth, we were up at about 6:15 the morning after, so there wasn't too many hours had there, but we managed to get through. I'm back in Adelaide now, so we made it through. I didn't realise the sort of responsibilities after. I sort of thought you got your medal and that's about it, but there's a bit more involved with that, so it's good to learn it.
Yeah, and best on at the after party, because you always there's been a few famous ones over the years. The big Fev, he was, I think, turfed out, never asked back after one of the after parties. Chris Davies is in good form, I hear.
Certainly was, yeah. Despite him being on the 7 a.m. flight, I think he probably had less sleep than me. So there were a few. Kenny was on the 7 a.m. Chris and Paul Stewart and Jonah were meant to, but they certainly, after the news was announced, they changed theirs to the midday flight. And we had a good night. I think probably best on would have been perhaps Darcy Byrne-Jones. He was king of the dance floor, and we were certainly, as a group, we were the last ones in there. So it was a great night.
Ollie, where did it turn for you? Because we knew that there was some wonderful talent there when you got drafted. Inside midfielder, you had some issues off field, nothing too serious, but you've just had to find some good consistent form. Where did you finally go, well, the light bulb's gone, mate, start turning this around or you could be lost forever?
Yeah, I probably needed physically to be in good shape. I had some surgeries over the past 2 or 3 years that have sort of interrupted pre-seasons or seasons, so they've stopped that consistency. I think that's one part of it, and then the second part of it is just having a clear picture of what my role requires, yeah, and not having to go above and beyond that. So going into games this year, I was really clear-minded, knew what I had to do, and it almost made it easy to be able to execute that. So that's a little bit down to me maturing and understanding what I've got to do and just getting continuity in my body.
Triple MVP winner, two boys for the Triple M call, nice. Won that award too, smashed that one. How confident were you? Because when you went up there, you did actually pull some notes out, which I haven't seen before.
Yeah, no, I knew I'd sort of be up there, but there were so many guys that had super years, you never know how the umpires are going to read it. So I didn't prepare the notes myself. They were prepared by Chris Davies. And
yeah.
They were done at about round 17 when I sort of thought, just in case, it's better to be prepared than not to be. So thankfully for that, and I think the boys were calling at home from about round 3, but they'd had a gut full of beer, so that's probably why.
Hey, your girlfriend Olivia looked like she had a great night as well, but she was in the spotlight. How's she handled that?
Yeah, no, it was certainly, she was thrown in the deep end very quickly, and incredibly proud of her for seeing how she's managed that. She's not one for the spotlight or even the footy scene, really. So she had a really fun night. Thankfully, the boys made it really fun for her. And she was probably the last one in the dance floor that night.
He spoke very well, by the way. And just the little bit that I enjoyed the most was just a little drive-by for Tom Cleary. Yeah, people rocking up here that aren't even in a position to ever get a vote. I love that bit.
Yeah, no, that was good fun. And thanks to the boys for all jumping on. They were a little bit hungover getting on the flight Sunday morning, but they all made the trip over and made it so much more memorable. Yeah, Tommy, bit stiff for that shout-out, but he was getting into me all night and chirping me, so that was a little bit of payback.
Good fun, mate, that was. In all seriousness, how do we get Port Adelaide into a grand final? What's the next step or the part missing so you guys can be playing this weekend in the big grand final? What's in your eyes, what needs to be the improvement area?
Yeah, I think the big thing for us over the last couple of years is every sort of 8 to 9 weeks or 2 or perhaps 3 times a year where we're susceptible to a blowout loss. And for whatever reason, we just get blown out, particularly in contested possession. So we've got to sort of identify what's happening there and fix that, because not only will it cost you prelim, but it'll cost you games in the regular season, which propel you up the ladder and perhaps give you a double chance. So we've got to look at that area. Perhaps it is contested possession in those games that we've got to address, and we've got to see why it's going wrong.
Ollie, really appreciate your time this morning, mate. You've been getting smashed all over the country. Congratulations, buddy, from an individual point of view. You've just got one more thing to achieve as a team, and that's get into a grand final and see what you can do.
Yeah, certainly is. Thanks. Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Well done. Ollie Wines there. Super fantastic.
Yep.
He'd be exhausted.
You can hear it in his voice.
He'd be exhausted.
But you said it well. Thank you for giving up his time, because he's been... I'd love to know how many interviews he's done over the last couple of days.
It'd be plenty.
Anyone in the studio got something to say?
Oh.
Bernie Vince or Greg Blewett?
No. What about? Give us a hint.
Have you got something to fess up on? Because what about Three Pillars? The Rush Hour have Three Pillars.
Well, you... No, only remember
respect.
That.
I never agreed to these pillars,
nah,
by the way.
Because I was
yes, you did, Bern.
Nah.
When you first started with me,
nah.
Respect... Honesty and passionate. We're passionate about our job. We love talking to the family, and we're honest. We've got to be honest with each other. But pillar number two has been whacked.
What's that?
Honesty. And Greg Blewett, you've really have disappointed
then.
Us.
I thought that was me. Dead
look
set.
At me, Greg. Look, don't look away. Look, you got to be honest with us, mate.
I thought that was me.
I'm
part of this?
No, not at all.
Honesty's my middle name,
no,
by the way.
No, it's not. It's not.
Generally, you're pretty honest,
I am.
I feel.
Yeah.
You know,
so what's the problem?
Sneak around in the dark.
I sneak around in the dark.
To do deals.
To
get deals done so you can cash yourself up.
He does do that.
You know, you just sneak around like a dirty, filthy little bat that just... making phone calls behind our back.
I don't know
have
whether
you
that's
a new gig.
The bat, mate.
Have you got a new gig, Greg?
A new gig?
A new gig. A new
not
job
that, I know of.
That you'll be getting paid for.
No, Bluey, no.
No, not that
have
I know
you got
of.
A new gig in cricket?
He's
starting to smile.
You,
Bluey,
I backed you up
and said you are normally honest.
What, I've signed a contract or like what?
You've committed to a new gig or a new position at some sort of academy.
No, Bluey.
I know when you're done.
No,
you're done here.
Shut
up. I'm going to get our boss, Matty O'Reilly.
Shut up, Bern.
Your body language is appalling.
And Jimmy Pedersen.
No,
is this like shaving your mower off early?
You want some honesty?
Well,
I've been approached, but I haven't. I certainly haven't confirmed. Certainly
that's
haven't
not
confirmed
how we roll.
Anything.
We're honest with each other.
Honest.
I tell you everything. You know, if I get approached, I've been approached already to play VAT 5 cricket teams for this summer.
What, to not play for them?
Now, Darren Lehman Cricket Academy, have you been approached to be their batting coach?
Here's your opportunity to fess up.
Yes or no?
I've been approached to do some coaching with them, yes, but I haven't. That's all that's happened. So what? What's it got to do with you?
Have you been approached or have you confirmed?
My intel is confirmed as their part-time batting coach.
No, well, your intel is...
At the Darren Lehman Cricket Academy,
you know
which
what?
Is very
Mark
successful.
Mark Harity, I would say...
I didn't get it
you're
from Hags.
Good mates with Hags, who does some work with the Darren Lehman Cricket Academy.
You got mates, Joe.
But it's not correct intel. I'm telling you, you want honesty? That's the answer.
All right.
It's not going to affect anything here at Triple M, so what's the problem?
So you're putting your hand out again for more...
Look at him. You're doing that look where you're guilty as hell when you're thinking, how do I get out of here?
I'm certainly not doing mosh ads. Were you doing them for free, eh?
We've covered this, and I was honest. Yeah. I said, yes, I'm doing that.
You did.
Right.
No, you didn't.
I haven't agreed to it.
Yes, I did.
I said there's more coming too.
I said there was more coming with the first one.
But you didn't tell us initially you'd done about 10 ads for...
All I can say for the Darren Lehman Cricket Academy is get out now because he took his last
team to bottom and they didn't win a game.
Jazz, are you jealous? Are you jealous that everything's coming for me and Byrne and all these little extras?
I've been targeted already.
Yeah.
I've been targeted.
Yeah. Name one.
By who? Weight Watchers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Right, what do you got, Boom Boom, before we wrap up?
September 21, yes, International Day of Peace today.
Yeah. So
be calm.
Peace, bro.
Never ever look at me and do that peace sign again. That is disturbing, and I cannot unsee that.
Righto.
I don't know if I can go on here.
Winston.
What do you think? Who do you think you are? Marvin Gaye or something?
Sonny and Cher. Marvin Gaye. Still, Cher used to do that when she sat on the cannon.
Cher?
Yeah.
Peace, my loves. I don't know whether she did that. On this day, I've got a few here today.
Yes,
a crowd of 100,324 saw Melbourne go premiers in 1957, Jars, at the MCG versus Essendon.
Wow.
Which was... And that could happen again this Saturday, but there won't be 100,000 there. On this day, 2016, Mark Zuckerberg and his wife tipped over the $3 billion mark of donations to charity.
Did they really?
I didn't realise this. It took over a decade to get to that point, but $3 billion is a lot.
Yeah, nice.
To medical research, to end all diseases, they called it. End all diseases, in inverted commas.
Okay.
He must be making a fair bit if he's donating $3 billion. He's probably...
What did he start up, Ben?
Tax deduction
Facebook.
As well.
Yes, sir, boy.
Facebook.
Tax deduction.
Now we're going down there. Maybe he's got a bit of a tax problem.
Boom, we're running late. Let's go.
No, we're not. We're not running late because we made up some...
We're 5 minutes past nine.
Yeah, let's go.
On this day, 2012, Apple iPhone 5 was released.
Yeah, okay.
What have you got? He hasn't got to that yet.
What are you running? Like Nokia? A Nokia 2012.
Because we got new ones, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And he won free too. Yeah, we got that deal. 1998, Robert Harvey won the Brownlow on this day.
What a player.
Back to back. Well done to him.
Lovely bloke.
Now, Jars.
Yes, Ben.
I think we've found your animal. You know how we pick an animal? What do you think you are?
I'm a dolphin.
A dolphin. Yes. I've found you.
Walrus?
Dugong? No, 2017.
Hurry up.
We found you, Jazz.
Yeah.
A rare jellyfish was discovered on this day in 2017. It became the first known animal that sleeps and doesn't have a brain.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
That's right!
That's how rare.
It's
doesn't
so
have a brain. Wow. They obviously didn't find you before that. But Jazz, now, something. I need to finish in a positive.
Okay.
I've given you the shit sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish with something good.
Give me the tasty.
On this day.
Yes, sir.
In 1987.
Oh, dear.
Andrew Jarman won his first McGarry medal. And lucky enough... We have his speech because you like to thank a lot of people when you're in it. Ollie Wines spoke very well, pulled his notes out, and geez, didn't you nail it?
It's been an interesting year. I've thoroughly enjoyed football. Got back to some enjoyment and therapy. Thank you to the Norwood Football Club for the teammates of mine who put up with a lot of abuse and back chatting in the change rooms and the showers.
Really insightful.
That's 97, idiot.
No, and you needed therapy.
copping
a lot of abuse.
See you tomorrow.
How do you get into your car, jellyfish?
Bernie, Bluey and Jars on Triple M.